97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Sum 41 frontman Derek Whibley. He wrote a new book called Walking Disaster, My Life Through Heaven and Hell. And one of the big details that is coming out of this book is that he details alleged sexual abuse by the band's former manager, Greg Norrie, who was 35 at the time of their meeting. Whibley, who met Norrie when he was 16, claims Norrie coerced him into a sexual relationship while serving as a mentor during the band's early years.
Yikes.
Oops.
That's
wow.
Not a good thing.
No.
I feel bad for this kid.
Are they still a band?
Yeah, they actually just released new music. Actually, I heard it on the way in this morning.
I forgot about that band.
Yeah, not a good thing. It looks like attorney generals from 13 states and the District of Columbia have filed lawsuit against TikTok, accusing the platform of harming teen health by promoting addictive content. The lawsuit claims TikTok misleads users by portraying itself as a safe for children, despite features that allegedly contribute to mental health issues, excuse me, like depression, anxiety, and body dysmorphia. So it looks like all these attorney generals are going to go after TikTok.
Is Missouri part of it?
It was not on the list, no. Which actually surprised me.
Yeah, Andrew Bailey's usually big on that.
Yeah. We'll see if it actually sticks. I doubt anything's going to come of that, but you never know. It looks like Honda is recalling nearly 1.7 million cars and SUVs in the U.S., including certain Acura Integras, Honda Civics, CRVs, and HRV models from 2022 to 2025 due to a steering issue that could increase crashing risk. The problem stems from an incorrectly manufactured steering gearbox assembly, causing excessive internal friction and quote-unquote sticky steering.
Don't they do a ton of tests on these vehicles?
No, they don't. A series
of checks and balances.
Not anymore. How does this
fall through the cracks when they're brand new models? You mentioned 2025?
Yeah, 2022 through 2025.
Direct your questions to Boeing, please.
Okay, I'm Boeing. Are you listening? Yeah, I would ask you the same question.
How do doors fall off of airplanes in the middle of the air? I don't know.
They just do, Mark.
Yeah,
they just do. Amazon announced it will expand its national pharmacy network in 2025, adding 20 new pharmacies to existing infrastructure. This will enable same-day prescription delivery to nearly 45% of U.S. residents. Now, unlike traditional walk-in locations, these new pharmacies will be embedded in Amazon's same-day delivery sites, facilitating faster medication delivery directly to consumers' homes.
Okay, but how do you prove it's who you say you are? Let's say you pick up somebody else's prescription from a doctor, because I'm assuming you have to upload a picture or something. There's got to be something in place to make sure that you're not just saying, oh, yeah, I need OxyContin, and then, boom, they're sending it to you. Huh. Right? So, okay, let's say you have to upload. I mean, who's to stop somebody from finding somebody else's prescription, uploading it, and saying, I'm getting it for so-and-so?
Good
question. Like your mom who doesn't have Amazon and doesn't know how to access the account.
They must have some safeguard.
They say it excludes Schedule II controlled substances and certain specialty drugs, so those just aren't even available.
Hmm.
It says the pharmacies are open 24/7 with access to licensed pharmacists, so it might be a thing where you're doing kind of like a Zoom call with a pharmacist.
All right.
I don't know. I have questions.
You always do. Family premiums for employer-sponsored health insurance rose 7% this year, marking the second consecutive year of such an increase. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, family premiums now average $25,572 annually, with workers contributing about $6,296. For single coverage, premiums are up 6%, with workers paying about $1,000, maybe a little bit more than that. Health insurance costs are rising faster than wages and inflation, and KFF survey, which concluded over 21,000 employees, found that workers' costs haven't risen as sharply as employers' expenses.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
That's sunny. That's a sunny outlook on things.
I'm glad we ended on that upbeat note.
Vote.
Yes.
Vote in less than a month. About 25 days now. Holy cow.
Get more at 971talk.com.